Takeaway number one. The final budget closes one city facility and reduces funding to some services, but certainly not as much as originally expected. The talk of this budget season was whether the Assembly would choose to make significant cuts to city services or close some facilities. Ultimately, the budget the Assembly approved on Monday night keeps open Juneau's two pools, Diamond Park Fieldhouse, the Douglas Fire Station, and maintains social service grants. All were on the list of more than 40 city services and facilities up for potential cuts. The Assembly took those topics off the chopping block after receiving a flood of public outcry. The budget does, however, reduce funding to the Juneau Douglas City Museum by $261,000 annually, which will result in two staff members being laid off, and a drastic reduction in the museum's hours. That decision came despite more than a dozen people who testified in support of fully funding the museum. Mary Pat Wyatt says the loss of staff members would be devastating.
The museum without a director is like trying to lead an orchestra without a conductor, or running a school without a principal, or a town without a mayor. I ask that all current staff positions at the Juneau Douglas City Museum be retained, fully funded, to keep our heritage and history alive.
Assemblymember Maureen Hall and Paul Kelly attempted to restore the funding to the budget in the final hour, but their efforts were voted down. Along with the reduction to the museum, the budget also includes the closure and sale of Mount Jumbo Gym, and a reduction in funding to Travel Juneau, the city's landscaping budget, the Juneau Economic Development Council, and the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. The budget also eliminates an administrative support position in the city's administration department. And now for takeaway number two. The Assembly approved some changes to taxation that are expected to increase city revenue, but by how much is unclear. The Assembly voted to raise the city's sales tax cap on single-item goods from $15,000 to $50,000, with a caveat for vehicles purchased under $50,000. That caveat is that if you buy a vehicle for under $50,000, you would only pay sales tax for up to $15,000. So that basically means you'd pay about $750 in sales tax instead of $2,500 in sales tax. The Assembly considered removing the tax cap entirely, which would have brought in close to $7 million in estimated revenue next fiscal year. However, representatives from Core Alaska Kensington Mine and Juneau Auto Mall testified against that, arguing it would disproportionately impact large industrial operations and people purchasing vehicles in Juneau. This is Steve Ball, the general manager for Kensington Mine.
Removing the cap would increase Kensington's annual tax burden by approximately $5 million, roughly tripling the sales tax we pay today, a significant and ongoing increase that would directly affect operational decisions and long-term investment.
The Assembly ultimately voted against completely removing the tax cap. According to City Finance Director Angie Flick, it's unclear how much the change to raise the tax cap will impact the city's revenue for the next fiscal year. And that leads to takeaway number three. The city is not out of the woods yet with its budget problems. The budget the Assembly approved relies heavily on savings and shuffling money from other city funding pots, rather than cutting services or increasing revenue to get out of the red. Assemblymember Christine Wall says that's a problem.
We have not cut enough, and it puts us, the city, in a very precarious place now, given our fund balance size.
Without any major cuts or revenue increases this year, Wall and other assembly members cast serious concerns about the next fiscal year. If spending stays the same, the assembly is anticipated to face another $7 million revenue deficit that will need to be addressed. And that time around, they won't likely have as much in the piggy bank to fall back on.
Our fund balance right now is one bad sales tax quarter away from having no funds to deal with our operating our expenses, let alone a major natural disaster or other disaster.
The fiscal year begins on July 1st. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.